Hi, it's the Congressional Corner. I'm Alan Chartok, and we're here with Joe Courtney, Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District, in office since 2007, and a great friend. Thanks so much for doing this, Joe. I know how busy you are, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you got a great show. It's a pleasure.
Joe, let me start by giving you a wide question, and that is, what do you think about the incoming administration so far?
I'm actually pretty stunned at the really sloppy, poorly thought out initial moves that they've been making. Certainly the executive orders come right to the top of the list. Within the first hour, as Senator Schumer pointed out, they rolled back this scheduled decrease in mortgage insurance rates, which is a program that really allows first-time homebuyers to get a house. You know, if your realtors and builders are listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about here. And the fund that FHA administers to insure these folks' mortgages is actually flush right now. For the last 2 years, it's been running above the capital reserve ratio, which the law requires. And so that as a result, the Obama administration had slated for a reduction in the rates to go into effect at the end of this month. And within the first hour, you know, the guy who was just up there talking about the forgotten Americans and the, you know, middle class and the working families basically added about $500 to $1,000 to owning a home. And the realtors have estimated already that that's going to kill probably about 30 to 40,000 new home sales in 2017, exactly at the part of the market that helps sort of push, you know what I mean, transactions above the sort of, you know, more modestly priced homes forward. So, you know, A, you're really hurting people who, you know, that's precious money. And B, you're also stifling a healthy real estate market.
Okay.
You know?
So, Joe,
I mean, and the list goes on and on. The hiring freeze of the federal government, they froze the hiring for the VA, which is they're in a big push right now to get more behavioral health professionals to deal with post-traumatic stress. The Department of Defense hiring freeze extends to civilians, they think. I mean, the order, no one talked to anybody at the Pentagon before he issued that ruling. And they're scrambling over there to try and figure out, you know, where they can hire, you know, cops and you know, fire departments, on which, you know, are a big part of military bases up in places like Fort Drum. And, you know, it's really just incredibly amateur hour.
But is there a philosophy, Joe Courtney? In other words, when he does the mortgage thing, one scratches their head and say, okay, why did he do that? Do you know?
Again, there are private banks that sell mortgage insurance, and they clearly didn't like the fact that the FHA program, which has been around for decades, was about to cut its rates. So they clearly were unhappy. And so as a result, you're going to be left with a situation where the government's overcharging in this program, which is a good program. And so, I mean, that's the only explanation that Bloomberg News and others who've covered it. The hiring freeze was, again, just some campaign promise. And, you know, frankly, you can talk about maybe selective areas of the government that maybe, you know, are overstaffed, but you don't do like a you know, just a butcher job that is, again, affecting the places like the VA. I mean, when we had the scandal of the wait lists, the Veteran Choices Act, which passed, one of its big provisions was to basically boost clinical staff so that people wouldn't be stuck in these, you know, really horrible delays in terms of getting access to care. And Military Times did a report just an hour or so ago that they basically checked the federal employment website. There are about 2,300 open job positions on the VA's site. There's a veterans hiring preference, which the federal government, you know, provides for, whether it's the post office or, you know, DOD or VA or, I mean, you name it. So, you know, veterans get disproportionately hurt by a hiring freeze because, you know, that's a really good opportunity for them to find work after they leave the military service. And again, there was a press conference a short time ago where Sean Spicer, you know, clearly was totally over his head in terms of trying to respond to these kinds of questions, particularly as it pertains to the VA.
Look, you're on the inside. We're on the outside looking in. You have a conference every morning or quite frequently when you get down to Washington. You have the Nancy Pelosi, your leader. She was sitting there. She was sitting there yesterday around a table with a bunch of congresspeople with Trump at the head of the table. Did you get any inkling of what was going on there?
Yeah, I mean, she was there, Steny Hoyer, who, you know, is the absolute soul of civility and, you know, legislative comity, you know, C-O-M-I-T-Y, and I described the situation where the president at his first meeting, bipartisan, sat down, and that was the first item he brought up, which and went on for quite some time about how he actually won the popular vote. And, you know, it's hard to have a productive meeting when you're sort of dealing with somebody who's, you know, still obviously obsessed with the fact that the opposite happened. And so, you know, there was, again, just this sort of very unproductive back and forth about that. And then, you know, the Affordable Care Act and then the infrastructure where apparently, you know, Mitch McConnell clearly is curbing his enthusiasm for a large infrastructure plan, which the president has talked about and which Democrats, I think, would be very interested in. It was the description of it was, you know, a bit surreal, you know, that again, they burned up all of this time talking, relitigating. Yeah. The past election on an issue which is not, you know, it's just not even close to being in dispute.
It is not. I agree with you. Frankly, the man is a liar, and that's tough. So I want to ask you a question. Why did you attend the inauguration? There was some pressure from people, you know, to disdain it. Why did you go?
John Lewis is, you know, one of the most impressive people I've had the honor to meet during my time here. I was one of the original group that joined him at the sit-in last summer, you know, on the gun violence issue. And, you know, really will never forget that moment.
In the well, correct.
Yeah. And you know, it was obviously something that I had to give a lot of thought to in terms of whether to join him with the boycott. But at the end of the day, to me, that event is not about the person. It really is about, you know, the office and its position in the Constitution. I did actually get a chance to see Hamilton, and actually one of the most moving scenes in the play was, you know, Hamilton talking to George Washington about the first, you know, handoff of power to his successor, and how, you know, that's really, I think, just right in the crown jewels of our society. So to me, that tipped the card, you know, tipped the scales in favor of attending. Having said that, my wife and daughter and I were there the following day on the Mall with about 4,000 folks from Connecticut joining the Women's March, which, again, was just this incredible, really, you know, just grassroots, organic event, you know, with no, you know, the Democratic Party didn't organize it, you know, unions didn't organize it. This was just a total, you know, outpouring that, you know, I think really shows that the energy has shifted now after Inauguration Day to folks who, you know, maybe were a little complacent during the Obama years about the fact that, you know, we've got to really stay engaged and just keep the external pressure up to the maximum level to, in my opinion, protect the country.
Well, Joe Courtney, it's always wonderful to have you with us. Joe Courtney is Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District. And Joe, when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you about, you know, well, the name of a movie. The Russians are coming. Let's see what we can talk about.